Hello, Nerdy Legion. I'm Dustin, and this is your Comic Talk headlines for February 8th, 2019. Let's just jump right into the episode. First, we're in TV news, and Lauren Cohen, you know, Maggie from The Walking Dead, she was talking to The Hollywood Reporter, and there may or may not be a Maggie spinoff series in the works. She said it's early in development, so they don't know 100% that it's actually going to happen, but definitely in discussions to be a thing in the future. Next, we have an update from the Television Critics Association press tour. Again, so many words. This comes from ABC President Carrie Burke. She said that she wants to reboot two J.J. Abrams associated series in Lost and Alias. Even though Batman's future might be gray and very much in limbo, Batwoman's future over on the CW is going forward very, very quickly. It seems that the CW has cast the series villain, which is going to be Alice, who, if you remember in the comic books, turns out, spoiler alert, to be Kate Kane's twin sister somehow, because comic books. The actress that they have cast to play her is Rachel Skarsten, who you might remember from Wynonna Earp, Rain, or possibly even the 2012 Beauty and the Beast series. Now let's move on to movie news with a promising update from Bob Iger about the future of rated R movies in the MCU. Recently, this week, on Disney's quarterly investors conference call, Iger said that there is definitely going to be room in the Disney family for their rated R movies that they're inheriting, like Deadpool. So the Deadpool franchise definitely has a future with Disney and the MCU. Iger went on to explain that they would just have to be sure to market and brand such properties appropriately so as to differentiate them from the standard Disney family-friendly fare. A little quickie bit from Brian Michael Bendis. He took to Twitter saying that he is still very much hard at work on the Kitty Pryde solo movie script that apparently he's been penning for a little while now, and he's having way too much fun exploring the X-Mansion in this script, apparently. Next, we're talking Avengers Endgame. Joe Russo recently revealed to Collider that the runtime is going to be approximately 3 hours long. Yeah, 3 hours. So far, so good, though, as multiple sources are quoting that test screen audiences are not only loving it, but loving it so much that they're refusing to use the restroom in the middle of it, risking kidney stones because they are enjoying the movie so much. To alleviate this, there is another rumor that Marvel is potentially going to include an intermission in the middle of the runtime of the movie so that fans don't have to pee their pants to see the end. And then our last bit of news for this episode, guys, has to do with World War Z 2. It's a sad note, though, because it sounds like the potential for a David Fincher-led zombie movie might have just been squashed. Deadline is reporting that Paramount has canned the project due to budget issues, though potentially only canned just the current iteration of the plan, as it seems that there is still an option to go back into development in as a means to bring the budget down some, though that doesn't usually bode well for any movie. And that is the end of this episode, guys. Thank you very much for joining me in your headlines. For more in-depth discussion on all that matters in comics and comic culture, subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or, to go deeper into these topics, plus some incredible Star Wars rumors that just wouldn't fit here, and more nerdy bits, then you can check out my channel on YouTube, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we will see you next time.